Wednesday, September the 4th of 2024, currently in downtown Wausau at our 98.9 WXCO studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, fair skies and 58 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the midweek edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com, click on the Bow Falls Radio page, and then be able to follow our stream. And then you can make questions and comments on the Facebook page. You can also call or text us. And the best way is to download the Civic Media app, open up the Bow Falls Radio page, and then either call or text us that way, or you could do it the old-fashioned way by calling us or texting us at the very same number, 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297. We would love to hear from you. If there's something I'm not talking about that you think I should be talking about, would love to hear that. Or if you want to respond to anything that is said on the program as well. And we have a jam-packed program here between now and 10 a.m. Coming up at 8:20, we will be joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merloa. She has been a very popular person recently because the weather has been stellar since late last week. But it looks as though we may be cooling off in the next couple of days. We will find out all the details as we get closer and closer to the weekend with Brittany coming up at 8:20. Then we will be joined by Tony Gonzalez coming up at 8:34. Plenty to talk about with Tony Gonzalez, and he'll be with us in the second half of this first hour of the show. Then in hour number two of the program, we're going to be talking to a couple of folks from the Stoneline Valley Music Festival. It's a music festival and venue in the northern part of the state. And we're going to talk about an event coming up there at 9:20. And then finally at 9:34, it's our monthly visit, the first Wednesday of every month. We speak to Christine Daniels, the executive director of the Good News Project. She'll be with us at 9:34 this morning. So again, lots on the plate this morning, and glad you could be with us here on 98.9 WXCO. Before we go any further, need to say hello and good morning to our in-studio engineer, our producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chet.
How are things with you this morning?
Pretty good. I'm a little tired.
I got to admit, the last couple of days, and I frankly got in late today. I don't think I've ever been so late as I was this morning. Just been kind of dragging recently, and I don't know what it is. Yeah. I think the after effects of the long weekend, but nevertheless, I do want to kind of tease something up here. I cannot yet officially announce it, but I encourage everybody to be tuned in coming up on Friday morning, because number one, Friday morning is always a fun morning. We always finish off the work week really well. But this Friday, I wish I could tell you who it's going to be, but we got a very special guest coming. I haven't told you. I mean, I was told I got a call yesterday afternoon, late yesterday afternoon, and it was like, well, first of all, I was at lunch yesterday. I will give you the story here. Lunch yesterday, and my phone rings, and I'm eating. I say, I don't want to pick up my phone. I just went away to grab a quick bite to eat before coming back here, and doing some production work that I had, and Then I let it go. And then I looked at it. There was a voicemail, and I look at it, and it was a person that I had spoken to earlier in the day as well.
Okay.
And he had told me that there was a potential that I could get a very significant guest.
Ooh.
And called back and said, well, how would you like to have place name here on your show? And I said, absolutely, I would love to have place name here on my program. So he said, okay, we are going to be able to set up a phone conversation between you and soul person X. And we're going to record it tomorrow, actually, Thursday, and we'll air it on this program on Friday.
Nice.
So I have not, again, with some folks, sometimes schedules change. So said, true, not quite yet promote. I said, okay, well, let me know exactly when we can promote. And in fact, this morning when I just walked in, I checked my email. I got an email again from the person, and the person said, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to realize that this person is going to be in the Eastern time zone. So the time he gave me for the phone call was going to be an hour earlier than it was originally.
Okay.
So there's a little hint. This person's not currently in the Central time zone. But Friday morning, I encourage everybody out there to tune in, because we are at this point, and I think it's going to happen. I think this morning it's still on. Everything is going fine.
Nice.
A very special guest. And I'm very excited about it, and I think...
Well, I like surprises.
Well, you're going to get a surprise then. I won't tell you any information. We'll just surprise you as well. But I just want folks to mark the calendar. Make sure you tune in Friday morning, because I don't think you'll want to miss this one. This is going to be pretty good. I got to say...
All this happened while you were getting lunch.
And I got to look to see whether or not, you know, because we are basically celebrating the second anniversary of this program. This show began the Tuesday after Labor Day 2 years ago. And with Labor Day being this early, I got to look back and see when Labor Day was in 2022. Because maybe, just maybe, my special guest can be a guest on the anniversary episode of this program. But I just want, again, I am very excited about this. I really am.
Awesome.
And we're going to... hopefully knock on my wooden desk here, be able to have this person to be with us, and again to be a pre-recorded interview tomorrow, but then we'll air it on Friday as well. And so it was on the 6th day. It will be Friday is the second anniversary of this show
officially.
So this will actually be, if this occurs, be a wonderful second anniversary gift.
Oh my gosh, have you?
And again, fantastic. Now, and I'm not going to ask you for guesses, because then you might guess it, and then that would spoil the whole thing. And I'm not going to do that. We let you do your little guessing at the end of the show with the number of the day. But again, folks, don't miss the show on Friday morning, as we, number one, we'll celebrate. We'll have a party here celebrating the second anniversary of this show. And then also have a special guest. Now, I mean, Paul Micklegg always joins us on Friday, so it will not be Paul Micklegg being the special guest. He'll be a special guest, but he will not be our surprise guest coming up on Friday morning. So I hope you can sleep the next couple of days knowing that we're going to have a very special guest coming up on Friday morning.
I'm just saying it one day at a time.
I know you are. And I appreciate you doing that. I appreciate you being here.
Most days are pretty good. Just last night was a little rough.
Well, now I got you excited. So we're going to get some juice going, get the adrenaline flowing, so we can start really clicking along here. And again, we have so many guests coming up today. I don't know, if we usually don't have as many guests as we have here.
It's always good to have a busy show, though.
I know it. And in fact, I mean, this guy is so excited, he's coming early. Tony Gonzalez, sitting right across from me. Tony, I mean, are you so excited to come on my program that you have to be here right at the... I mean, I'm walking here to work late, and I saw all of a sudden here, and I turned around, and there's Tony Gonzalez parking to come on in, and you're not even due on until after the bottom of the hour news. So, but I'm glad to see you.
I love your show.
Well, I appreciate that. We're going to put your quotes on a billboard sometime and get a little promotion here to cut into the deficit I have with my competition here in town.
and I just want to break the myth that I'm always late.
So no, man, you were so early. You're going to be able to be late the next 8-9 times you come on because you were so early. But, again, we'll talk to Tony. He's working, again, on a number of projects and really has, a unique perspective on how things work. And I think that sometimes people don't realize that it is not easy getting change. And, again, I've talked about this a little bit as well, that I think, and maybe let me ask you real fast. We just have a couple of moments here before we go away to join our meteorologist, but the system, I think, in a lot of ways, is set up not for change. Would you agree with that? That you know, change is a lot harder than the status quo when it comes to government, whether at the state level or the federal level.
You know, at the end, I always, you know, my girlfriend even says this. You know, at the end, it seems like things are just like you're saying, set up so the status quo continues, and people remain employed and positions of power and stuff like that, because solutions are at hand. It's simply the fact that if they get solved, some people think they're going to lose their job or something, I think.
Well, it's actually interesting to me because, again, I've somebody that really I loved history. I actually went to school in political science, so I kind of delved into the initial decisions that were made in the formation of this country. And, again, if you go back to the late 1700s, when these decisions were made, a lot of the elements that were put into the United States Constitution, even before that, the Articles of Confederation, were basically meant to protect the minority. And in a lot of ways, it's actually, you know, in some situations, a good thing, where you don't want a majority running roughshod, but at the same time, to make it where a minority can stop progress at the same time. It's a balance that sometimes works, and I think often doesn't work. And I think you probably have as much experience in that as anybody that I know of. And you're working again on some projects we'll talk about just a little bit later on. But I imagine there's frustration at times because you do see how, for lack of a better term, the sausage is made, right?
Oh God, yes, yes.
But we'll talk to Tony coming up just a little bit later on after our bottom of the hour information update with news, weather, and sports. But coming up next, we're going to spend a few minutes with our meteorologist, as we do every weekday morning at 8:20. We'll be talking to Brittany Merlot. We'll talk about, again, what's been just a fantastic weather week up to this point, a wonderful start here in north central Wisconsin as well, and we'll talk about what to expect as we get closer and closer to the weekend. So Brittany Merlot coming up. Then at 8:34, it will be Tony Gonzalez. Then at 9:20 this morning, we'll talk about the Stone Line Valley Music Fest out of Phelps. A couple of the folks putting that on will be joining us here in studio. And then finally at 9:34 this morning, Christine Daniels from the Good News Project. And we'll talk about what's happening over there with our monthly visit. And of course, we will wrap up the show. Of course, we can't forget with our daily history lesson. And the pressure is on Ian Welsh today because you're 0-2 on the number for the day quiz. So you got a little pressure on. I mean, you haven't had a bad week in a long time. And right now, you're off to a
Oh, last year was terrible.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can join us on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com and the 98.9 WXCO page, and you'll be able to click there and then be able to see me on the left, Tony's across the way on the left as well. And then on the right-hand side, I'm sure everyone's looking on the right-hand side because it's our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Oh, doing terrific. A wonderful start this morning. Again, it's one of those mornings where you feel the coolness on your skin, and it was nice walking in here to work. Just another perfect start. And again, we have been on a roll. I mean, I think this is probably the longest roll of really nice weather that we've had perhaps all summer and even going back into the spring.
I was going to say, we keep winning the weather lottery, don't we?
Oh, absolutely.
Win, win, win. Today, 78 degrees, sunny, win.
No, you're exactly right. And again, I mean, this time of year, as we head in, and like we talked about yesterday, you said it, it's basically the start of fall. So you have to appreciate it maybe even a little bit more right now, because you know that the sand is coming out of the hourglass before we actually get to some cooler weather.
Yeah, this is true. So today, definitely hang on to it. Get outside, take a walk, go enjoy it. Do the thing that you wanted to do all year or summer long and you didn't. Try to do that today. It will be a little breezy out there this afternoon. Winds gusting up to about 20 miles per hour out of the south. It'll be bright and beautiful all day long with the high pressure system still holding tight. Highs climbing to the upper 70s, and then tomorrow the cold front swings through. So it looks like it wants to push into northwest Wisconsin, even to the overnight hours tonight. So you know by early tomorrow morning, around 7 to 8 or so, we're going to see our rain arrive. We could hear some rumbles of thunder in there, but no severe is expected. And of course, this is all going to be along a line, along a cold front. So on the other side of that front, a few hours later, around the afternoon, our highs are only going to be reaching the low 70s. We will see more and more clearing as we head towards tomorrow night, but showers still continue into our forecast for our Friday, because this low pressure system is kind of a decent one. I mean, it's going to be dragging in a completely different air mass even than we had last weekend. So a few spotty showers are still possible Friday. That kicks on out of here, but Friday's highs, 60 degrees. And that's pushing it. It could just be the upper 50s on Friday. So wow. We go into Saturday and some low 60s still. So we're going to hang on to these cooler temperatures Friday and Saturday. We start to feel a little bit warmer on Sunday to about 70 degrees, but still a bite in the air. So we're going to be feeling fall whether we like it or not.
Well, I think that's actually good, because again, maybe I'm very much in the minority when I say that, but at the same time, we have high school football both Friday night and Saturday afternoon, and that is perfect football weather. I mean, for the guys, especially when they're padded up, and you know, instead of being worried about cramping up in the last 2 weeks, in fact, I've seen players cramping up because it was rather warm and at times humid as well. So, again, I think that, you know, that I get excited hearing that. I can almost feel the crispness in the air that is football. So I think that
true.
I'll give you a W even for Friday and Saturday. I'm feeling so generous here.
All right. For the win. I like it. And weather win.
And the whole thing is, we know as well, just because it's going to cool down for a few days, it's going to pop back up. It's still too early. I mean, for it to stay that way, we're going to be fine, and we're going to get some 70s and maybe even 80s yet beyond that. So again, we can enjoy the little coolness for a football weekend, but then know that we're still going to get, I probably shouldn't say that. I'm not an expert on that. We expect that we will be still getting some doses of summer before all is said and done.
Well, Chad, you're not wrong at all. I was looking ahead into the middle of the month, and there are possibilities of some upper 70s to near 80s coming back again. Yeah. So, yes, you're right.
We
you're
got it all. Right. We got it all.
Yep. That's why we live here.
And by the way, and I'm this is sort of off topic here, the Packers play on Friday down in Brazil. And I just heard a story that there's apparently some air quality issues down there. They should be moving back here to just play at Lambeau Field this weekend. That's what I say. Why are they going all the way, going down there to play in bad air quality? That's not good for anybody.
No, it's not at all. I heard the safety isn't the best there either. So there's two double things not so good. Let's bring them back to the frozen tundra. But they did leave this morning from Austin Straubel. I heard some stories of everybody saying goodbye and them not to leave their hotel rooms either. So, eek.
I know it. So, okay, well, as you know, I mean, the good thing about a holiday week is we're already to hump day Wednesday. We're getting closer and closer to the weekend. What is our downhill towards the weekend hump day Wednesday forecast and the forecast for the next couple of days?
Yeah, so bright, beautiful, hanging on, still summery vibe today. Highs at about 78 degrees. Tonight we'll fall into the mid-50s, staying clear. And then tomorrow the clouds roll in, the front rolls in. We see rain by the morning and through the afternoon. Should end by the evening, but still some spotty showers flinging around for our Friday. And Friday is the day the highs really drop. So highs will only reach 60 degrees on Friday, mid-60s on Saturday, and then some low 70s as we go into Sunday. And of course, beautiful sunshine all weekend long, and really nothing to complain about whatsoever. Really just the rain tomorrow. That's about it.
Well, again, very, very good indeed. And again, just love looking out to my right, seeing the sunshine and the blue skies and a beautiful start here in downtown Wausau. So we're going to definitely enjoy it. Enjoy your Wednesday. Have a great one. And we'll talk again tomorrow morning.
Bye, sounds Brittany. Good. You have a great day. Bye, guys.
That's our Brittany Merlot, meteorologist, joins us every weekday at 8:20 here on the program. Right now in downtown Wausau, fair skies, temperature stands at 58 degrees. The winds are out of the south at 5 miles per hour. The dew point is 52, relative humidity of 81%. The barometer at 30.26 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. So again, just a perfect start here for the Wednesday. And again, get out there, enjoy it as we get, into the month of September. Hard to believe we're into the month of September, but just outstanding weather in the last week or so. Coming up, we will have an information update. We're going to find out what's happening, whether it's around the country or around the world. CBS News, we'll have Terry Bell, our Civic Media News Director, coming up as well. He'll give us all the latest news from the state of Wisconsin. Brittany will have a look at local news and also the local weather. And Jimmy Cusco will be in with a look at sports. Tough one for the Brewers last night. They lost in extra innings. So they're still very much in first place in the NL Central. So we'll get the latest sports as well. And then after that, we will be talking to Tony Gonzalez. And that will be coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. The time is 8:28. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com and the 98.9 WXCO page, and then you can see a video stream and add your questions and comments there. And again, you can also call or text us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. If you call in, you'll hear the very friendly voice of Ian Welsh, but you can also text us as well. And very happy to welcome back to the program Tony Gonzalez, a man that knows that phone number. We heard you on the phone last week, so I like that very much. People should take your advice and let your voice be heard here on this program as well. But great to see you again. And saw you on Monday over at the Labor Day Parade. Saw you yesterday, and now see you today. I mean, it's joined at the hip here, and it's a good thing, but it's always great to see you.
That's right. No, thank you so much. And actually, thank you for inviting me to the program again. After we had a couple conversations last week, I think I really appreciate given the opportunity to have different voices be heard, and in a cordial way, start changing things, well, you know, and moving people to reason.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I was thinking about, you know, you came in yesterday and we had another conversation. And I was thinking about it last night, actually, about how, you know, the perspective that you have is been developed in a history that is so much different than what I have and many others have. And I think it's important that we take everybody who's had their own personal journey to get to a decision on different aspects of their life or different aspects of politics or voting, and to have that opportunity to have a free exchange of ideas and to respect differences of opinion, at the same time being able to be passionate in one's beliefs and try to put the best foot forward on information. And also, I think that the only way that you're able to perhaps even change a mind or two is with information. The emotional aspects of political discussions really don't change minds, do they? I mean, you've had a lot of political discussions, I imagine, in your life. When you start talking emotionally and saying, "Well, you're wrong and I'm right," that doesn't change anybody's minds, does it?
No, it doesn't. We have to be more factual, and we have to be more, as consumers, more intelligent. You know, I mean, last week you had Yiling here on the show. And we were talking about, and this is a situation that happened on the mayoral election too, where you got PACs that are saying and putting some propaganda out there, which we don't know if they're fully true or anything. But, you know, depending on what side you're right now, you want to believe absolutely everything. And, you know, we need to stop that. We need to educate ourselves and see that. You know, first of all, if candidates, they don't control the PACs, they'll tell you they can't do nothing about them. So, you know, that message that comes from those groups, we really need to study them a little deeper, you know, analyze them, and don't just take them for what their word is on either side. You know, I mean, there's things that are said about Tammy Baldwin that are not true, other candidates that it's just not quite the way, but they try to really inflame the senses of people and go to that extreme base because that's the way we go, and that divides us, and it's not good.
For fear of crossing you here for just a moment, I'm going to actually bring this up, because after you did call in, speak about this ad, at least I've seen one ad, and I don't know if there's other ads, but I've seen one ad quite a bit concerning Representative Snyder.
Yes.
And it talks about the abortion issue, and yes, it talks about whether or not he's a danger to women. Frankly, isn't the policy of Mr. Snyder and the Republican Party in Madison that they were more than happy to have the 1849 abortion ban in place, and that if you're somebody that believes in reproductive rights, that the position of Pat Snyder and the Republican Party of Wisconsin is, in the minds of many people, dangerous towards women? Is that not true? Again, I find that ad to be a little bit different than, say, I've seen it's real funny. I watch what's called Pluto TV. And for whatever reason, they must have rates. It's one of those things on TV where it's like old TV shows, and I watch a lot of that. And their rates must be very low, because every commercial break is nothing but these political spots from third-party operatives. And I see these commercials saying that basically Kamala Harris releases all these people that are horrible, and they go out there and they rape and kill. And I understand that. I mean, I understand what you're saying when I see that. I think it's all garbage. But I guess I want your perspective, because you called in and said this is wrong. How is that spot that points out that the Republican Party has been in favor of this abortion ban, and the only reason that ban was overturned is because the Supreme Court changed? I guess, where is the falseness of that spot?
Well, I believe we're talking about AB 300, which was introduced to kind of do away with or continue the 1849 abortion rule that we had. I don't know.
Isn't that silly, though, real fast, before you continue? We're talking about a ban from 1849. But please continue.
No, it's absolutely ridiculous. You know, we got to get back up to date. And to tell you the truth, you know, I understand where the right is at right now with abortion and everything. And it seems like the way that you hear it is that every single person on the right stands with a total ban.
Right.
No. But that's not the reality.
Right.
Same thing that they say that the left has an absolute agenda of doing open the border for everybody.
Right.
That is not true either.
Right.
You know, so, you know, as I was mentioning to you, you know, I do know Representative Snyder. I actually also do know Yiling Xiong very well also. You know, we work together. Like you were saying on the program too, just the fact that we have different ideas shouldn't make us enemies of each other. You know, I mean, we got to be working together. But going back to your question, yes, that bill was really putting some restrictions on abortion that shouldn't be there. But that's where I encourage people, get out there, talk to your representatives, mm-hmm. mix your ticket around. Because what I always say, and this is what I was talking to you, the problem when we vote straight down one ticket is whether to the left or to the right, we give them absolute power,
mm-hmm.
where they get to Madison and they're not listening to us no more, but whatever leadership tells them to do.
Let me give you an opportunity, because I do think, and I appreciate you seeing that, I do want to have those on the right that perhaps see this program and see this network and radio station as the enemy, for lack of a better term, that we do have open opportunities. And I say this all the time, that anybody that is on the right who is either running for office or in office has an open invitation to reach out, and I would definitely give them the time to talk about these issues. And I want to give you an opportunity, because you talk about a lot of issues, and you worked, and you said you worked with Representative Snyder.
Yes.
And the reason that you marched with Representative Snyder and have said that you support Representative Snyder is because you've had a chance to work with him. Could you talk about the issues that you've worked on with Pat Snyder and why you have been impressed with what he has done?
Well, mainly I will say, you know, and this is not to disavow that we have many more issues and that you got to get the balance of this. The whole point to me is that there is no one candidate, whether Democrat, Republican, Independent, or anything, whom with we are going to agree 100%.
Are you saying there's no perfect candidate,
there
Tony?
There is no perfect candidate.
Are you
candidate.
Breaking news right here that there's no perfect candidate out there?
No perfect candidate. So we have to take the balance of things. And in my case, that I do advocacy for the Hispanic community, you know, it doesn't mean that abortion rights don't mean something to me. My position is the one that at the end, a woman and her maker have to meet, and a man can never feel what it feels to bear a child. So, and I'll leave it at that. There's other issues, but when I'm talking about trying to advance the cause of the community that I try to represent, you know, we are far, far, far behind. On the issue about driver's permits or anything, right. We're 17 years behind. I have, and I know so many people that are so afraid to go out the street because they're going to have a police officer chasing them. They can't get to work. And at the same time, I know that those that don't want to give our people some freedoms, you know, that they can't do nothing as far as their status because we're state government, not federal. But at the same time, their labor is being used. Let's be fair. Let's do things. So I have been able from, you know, it actually started many years ago. It started on a Labor Day parade. As a matter of fact, now that I think about it, I met Representative Sean Duffy, and through him, I met his wife, Rachel Duffy. This was many years ago. They were kind of different back then. Don't ask, Chad. Please.
You mean the Rachel we see on Fox News was a little different back then?
Totally different, okay. But I deeply respect them and love them. You know, I mean, we have differences and everything, but...
And real fast, I got to say, I appreciate that about you, that you do see, you tend to see, I think, the positive aspects, even when you do disagree with people in some areas, that you do see that, like you say, that you try to take the whole of the person, and that's something that I think we all should try to be a little better at. But you can continue talking, yes, about, you know, again, this process.
So yeah, I got involved in this because I was marching. My girlfriend had some dancers because she's a ballroom instructor. And that's how I got to meet him. And all of a sudden, I got involved with meeting a lot more people. I was invited to Washington, and it kind of inspired a cause on me. Unbeknownst to them, I'm going for something about immigrants you know, and I will stand for it and I'll keep going. And with that, I had opportunity to meet Pat Snyder when he was at Sean Duffy's office. And this was way before he was on the radio, because I also heard from, I never heard him on the radio. But
well, this was actually after he was on the radio too. He was he had a very long and very successful radio career before even that. So
I heard is he was the Rush Limbaugh of the Northwoods.
There
is what
you
I heard.
Go. No. It's like you mean you don't know all the radio personalities' whole career? Come on, we're big out there. No.
Right.
I know there's people that play. People have no idea about me, so that's completely understandable.
No, and getting to know Pat Snyder at a personal level, I come to understand also, you know, that a lot of the radio stuff and that, you know, is opinion based, and the need for people to be listening to your program. I know him as a different person. I know also his wife, his daughter's a teacher. So it's very hard when you hear these personal attacks, in particular with people that know each other. So that's why I say, you know, is he a danger to women? Not in that way. Is he this thing about the abortion bill, something that many people do not want to see and everything? Of course I understand that. But I think the best approach is, and I know Representative Snyder, he will listen. He bring him in. Talk to him. Make that challenge. Donna Rosar, too, she's on that bill also. You know, I know that they are, and this is what I keep saying, you know, they are looking right now through the lens of the majority and to get their party elected. But many things are going to change once this election happens and all these alliances have to break down.
And actually, you know, real fast, we got a minute before we have to go away for a moment. I actually mentioned that to you when we were talking the other day about how if it came down to this seat, either going Republican or Democratic, in order to have the balance of power in Madison go one way or the other, and I said it would be vitally important to have, in my opinion, a Democratic majority. You said basically the same thing, that just the fact that it's going to be a much tighter
race, it doesn't guarantee that any one candidate's going to win. We got to get out there and get good candidates there.
But also that you think that having a more balanced assembly is going to lead to moderation as well.
They're going to have to work together, or we're going to be on a standstill.
I want to talk a little bit about some of these bills you are working on and have been working on for quite a long time, and get a status update as well coming up in just over a minute. So we'll come back, have more with Tony Gonzalez in just a moment. The time is 8:49. Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. There's a ring in my head that keeps me awake. Sometimes I don't know what is right. Today I saw a carcass by a little dog under its wheel. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Talking to Tony Gonzalez. Tony, what again is your official title? What is your big role these days?
Well, I am the founding director of the American Hispanic Association. Somebody came up with that name, and I kind of liked it. Because
it's a nice
then,
one, yeah.
When things change in a few more years, and hopefully the organization continues with the goals that we want, you know, my name will always be as the founder. You know, I'm very proud of that, and very proud of the work that we're trying to put together and learning along the way. You know, I was an electrician, but it kind of reminds me of doctors on Star Trek, you know.
Mr. Spock,
you know, and he would ask Dr. McCoy for something, and Dr. McCoy would say to Spock, I'm a damn doctor. You know, I can't do it with something else. So, you know, I started, my job has always been as an electrician, suddenly I came into this world, like I said, mainly because of Rachel Campos Duffy. I thank her for that. And but it's I have taken it as my mission. You know, I mean, I was born in New York, served in the military. I'm bilingual. I'm an electrician. Mm-hmm. Many of the issues that I fight for do not affect me directly. I have a driver's license.
Right.
I'm a citizen. The worst that you guys can deport me is back to New York, maybe. But that's about it. So these are very important issues. And I talked to some people also on the Labor Day parade, Nancy Stencil,
sure,
who very gracefully sat here in this program and cleared the air about an ad that had come where my face showed up. I'm a team member, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't drink the full tea out of either side, okay? and I think that's important. We got to keep a balance. We if we don't keep that balance, then they do whatever they want to do.
And I said to you, actually, that in the state of Wisconsin, the idea of ticket splitting has been a tradition, because you don't have to go back that far, really, to when Tommy Thompson was governor and Herb Kolb was senator, and both those men, one a Republican and one a Democrat, would win with 60%+ of the vote. It meant a lot of people were voting for both Tommy Thompson and Herb Kolb, and I think people were very happy with the results that they got from those two gentlemen.
And back then, nobody was claiming any fraud. It must be because people were voting like people were voting. So, you know, that's very important, and I think it reflects. Earlier in this program, I was listening to some people. The wonderful, we live in a wonderful state. We live in a, Wausau, Wisconsin, to me, is very close to heaven. I love it. This is my adopted home. I will fight for Wausau. I like Wausau. I think we have many good things. We have leadership that we can be working with together. We have access to that leadership and stuff. So we need to participate more instead of screaming and yelling and poking fingers and not participating. Everybody's opinion counts. And if we do that, if we go to our representatives and we put that pressure on them and everything, they're going to have to go and represent us, mm-hmm, not the party. But people don't do that. On seldom occasions, they want to condemn somebody because they said something that was totally different from their opinion. But at the end, there's no advance on their cause because nobody wants to invest the time.
Well, and I think that the idea now with the maps being more fair is going to go a long way in that direction, because for the last number of years, a number of election cycles, we've seen where you have certain districts that are, you know, plus 20R or plus 20D, and that leads to primary battles where you, how far to the right can you go or how far to the left you can go by having more fair maps. All of a sudden, it makes it much more competitive, and you can't be as far out of the mainstream, I imagine, and still be elected, right?
Well, I think this is, you bring up an excellent point. You know, I mean, we had these primaries early in August, and sometimes, well, a lot of people are being primaried because they're not as extreme as the party would like them to be. And what I said, you know, even no matter how the maps got drawn in Wisconsin, you're going to have areas that are going to be predominantly blue and some areas that are going to be predominantly red.
Right.
So, you know, if you are from the other party and you see a primary on the opposite party where there's an extremist or whatever, and you know that that area your opposite party is going to win, let's be smart. Let's try to help the guy that's going to be maybe a little more moderate, maybe a guy that we can sit down and talk and say, hey, you know what? How about we support, we bring people to vote, to learn how to vote and come and vote, and you help us with this cause. We're not going to get it all, but we can advance some stuff, and that's politics.
Right.
It's interest, you know? So, you know, you don't have to line exactly up on something, but the important thing, too, is, and this is what I have been so blessed to have the opportunity, is that it gets you to many doors in Madison to talk to people that usually you would not have communication with. And, you know, when you touch the heart, sometimes you can make people change.
Well, let me ask you a question, because you said you've had a lot of conversations with Pat Snyder, and obviously you've been in other offices with Republicans. Do they hear the criticism about maybe the lack of work that's been done in terms of a number of issues, the idea that the old gavel in, gavel out, and the idea of the status quo? Do you ever have any of those kind of discussions in terms of getting things done? Because again, I would say that the record within the state assembly and state senate is not at the level it should be. Do you have discussions on that realm, or do you get any ideas of what their thoughts are? Because I'm kind of curious, because I don't get a chance to talk as much to those folks as maybe you do. What is the thought in terms terms of moving legislation forward that many people think are important?
So mainly, you know, on the major issues that we hear, the stuff, you know, abortion, immigration, economy, those are the areas where you're going to find more opposition between the sides. But there is a lot of legislation that does get passed in a bipartisan way. And I mean a high percentage, 80% or something like that. It's just those few that get stalled right there because of ideology, because of the way our politics are today. You know, I mean, this is the worst political environment we've ever been, where, you know, if you're not a loyalist, then you can't belong to either party, you know? So...
Are you able to stick around a little longer, or do you have a meeting?
No, I'll stick around.
We'll get one more segment here, because I do want to get updates on these bills you're working on, because we were talking, and again, you've been working very hard. You talk about driver's licenses, and I know you're involved in a couple of other. I want to kind of find out where this is, because pushing that rock up that hill has not been easy.
Sisyphean task.
It is. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of these issues that Tony Gonzalez has been working on with folks in Madison after we have another information update. Top of the hour news, weather, and sports. And then we'll come back with Tony Gonzalez. And then coming up as well at 9:20, the Stone Line Valley Music Festival. We'll talk about that. And then at 9:34, we'll have Christine Daniels from the Good News Project with us as well. So, again, a lot to come here on WXCO.